The 18th parak continues talking about various types of Isuri Durabanan. We're going to talk about Tircha Yaseira, which is doing excessive work on Shabbos that Chazal prohibited. We'll also talk about various Muktzeh issues. So Mishnah Aleph, on a high level, Chazal instituted Tircha Yaseira is prohibited on Shabbos. Don't overly exert yourself. However, it is mutter letzorach mitzvah. In order to do a mitzvah, Tircha Yaseira is permitted. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mifanin, you are allowed to move things for a tzorach mitzvah, filo arba v'chamesh kupot shel teven v'shel tfua. You're allowed to move even four or five, even more. It's just an example of a number here. If you have kukot, which is like boxes full of straw or of grain, because you have to move them, mipnei ha'orachim, mipnei bitul beis medrash. You need space for your guests on Shabbos, so you're allowed to move them. Or if you need more space in the beis medrash, Baruch Hashem, more people showed up to learn, you're allowed to move heavy items, even though it's a real exertion, but it's the tzorach mitzvah, aval lo es ha'otz, or you're not permitted to clear out a storehouse. Here we have a different concern. It would be a tircha yaseira, but the concern here, even if it was the tzorach mitzvah, the problem is you're going to leave the ground uncovered in a storehouse. Concern, you are going to be mashvagumas. You're going to spread, smooth out the floor. You may have bumps, etc. there. And accordingly, even if you have guests coming, we're concerned you're going to try to make it real flat for them. So that would not be permitted. Continuing, moving items that have a use on Shabbos, even if it doesn't have a use for you. So just a little bit background, we're going to talk about food. So food has to be tithe if it grows in the land of Israel. So there are various tithes. So first tithe, when you have food that's required to be tithe, you take off the truma. Truma is given to the Kohen. After the truma, 10% is giving ma'aser rishon to the Levi, and that leads to the third tithe. When the Levi receives his ma'aser rishon, he's required to take 10% of that off, and it's given to the Kohen. That's called trumas ma'aser. And in addition, going back to not the Levi, but the main produce that we have, we have to take off truma, we take off the ma'aser rishon, and there are other ma'asers that are taken. Depending on the year, the Shemitah cycle, it's either going to be ma'aser sheni. That's most of the years we're going to take off ma'aser sheni, and that's taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, or redeemed outside of Yerushalayim, and the money is brought to Yerushalayim and spent on food items in Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Or there's also ma'aser ani during certain years of the Shemitah cycle. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mifanim truma tahora. If you have truma, and it's Truma Tahora, so it has a use on Shabbos, even if it's not for you, you're not a Kohen, but because a Kohen could have a use for it, it's permitted to move it on Shabbos. Udamai. Demai is produce that you're not sure whether it was tithed or not, because demai can be fed to aniim, to the poor, so it has a use for somebody, even somebody who's not poor would be permitted to move it on Shabbos. Umayser Rishon Shnitla Truma, so it's permitted to move Mayser Rishon that was given to the Levi, as long as the Levi took the Trumas Mayser off of it, then it has a use. Umayser Sheni Vehektesh Evniftu Mayser Sheni, that somebody indeed redeemed out of Yerushalayim to bring it to Yerushalayim, so now that Mayser Sheni has a use. It doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim because it was already redeemed and its sanctity was placed on money. And heck, to something that was owned by the Beis Hamikdash that was redeemed as well. All of these have yushes, vahatormos, hayavesh. And if you have dried lupine that is dry, it's not a great thing to eat. So tormos is the lupine and hayavesh is dried. So only the poor would eat it, but somebody would eat it. That's the poor. Mibnei shumachal anim has all of these. Even if it's not functional for you, even if you wouldn't eat it, but somebody can eat it, it's permitted to move on Shabbos, and it would be not an iser of muksa. However, aval lo ata tevel, it would not be permitted to move tevel. That is produce that is required to have the tithes taken off, but none of them were taken off yet. So it has a use for nobody. No one's allowed to eat tevel. V'lo ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumasan. If you have ma'aser rishon, it was given to the Levi, and he didn't take off the trumas ma'aser to give the Kohen yet. V'lo es ma'aser sheni v'hektesh shelo nifto. If you have ma'aser sheni produce out of Yerushalayim, you have hektesh, something owned by the Beis Hamikdash, and they have not been redeemed yet, so there's nothing you can do with them. Muksa. V'lo es haluf. A luf is a type of legume that is inedible. No one would eat that. V'lo hachardal, and not mustard seeds. No one would eat that. All of these are real muksas. They can't be moved. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel matir b'luf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees on the luf, on the inedible legume. Why? Mipnei shumachal orvim, because it is food that could be eaten by ravens, and people may feed the ravens. Accordingly, it's not going to be muksa. Mishnah Beis is going to talk about moving of items that are usually used for fuel, but maybe you're going to use it for something else. So if it's just fuel, fuel is muksan Shabbos. Mishnah Beis, chavile kash, if you have a package, you have a bundle of straw, v'chavile eitzim, or you have a bundle, a package of twigs, v'chavile zradim, or if you have a bundle of fresh branches. Im hiskin on the machal beima, if before Shabbos you prepared it, that you were going to use it to feed your animal, that's something that's permitted on Shabbos. So you took it out of the muksa category of fuel because you said, I'm going to be using it for a permitted act. I'm going to feed these to my animals. Metaltilinosan, accordingly, you're permitted to move them on Shabbos. It took it out of being muksa vimlav. However, if you didn't do that, it defaults to it's being used for fuel, and that's muksa im metaltilinosan. You can't move them on Shabbos. Kofin esasal ifnei hefrochim. Here we're talking about an iser that something that is mutter to be used on Shabbos, a kli, it's not muksa. You cannot turn it into something muksa on Shabbos. You can't use it that it will become muksa. So here we're going to say that's the default. It's called mevatel kli meheichano. You can't be mevatel it from a functional use on Shabbos and make it muksa. But what would be permitted is kofin esasal. What you are permitted is to turn over a basket for the efrochim, for the little chickens to walk up it, to climb up it and go down on it on Shabbos. That doesn't cause it to move to miksa, to become muksa, because they're just using it temporarily up and down. It's not that you're using for a permanent muksa use on that Shabbos. That would violate the mivatal kli meheichana. You can't make it muksa on Shabbos. This kli would not become muksa. Now talking about handling of animals on Shabbos, tarnagola shabarcha. If you have a chicken, it ran away, and you want to urge it to go back in, you're not allowed to lift it up and bring it back in. But what you can do is you could prod it in. You can nudge it in. Dochino sashi tikanis. You can prod it in. You're not allowed to lift it up or hold it strongly, but you can nudge it in until it goes back into the pen. Medadin agali musyachim b'shus harabim. If you have an ego, which is a calf, and a donkey, and they're in the Rishus HaRabim public area, and you want to get it back in, here we are permitting it in order to protect them. Some harm could happen to them, suffering. So you're allowed to grasp onto various parts of the body of that calf or the donkey and lead it back from that Rishus HaRabim, that public area. And a similar concept, Isha Midadai Spana, if you have a woman and a child is refusing to walk and it's in Rishus HaRabim, she can't lift him up, but what she can do is she can hold on to his arm and lead him back to home. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Himasai, what are we talking about? That the woman is indeed allowed to lead that child back home by grasping onto him, grasping onto his arm, for example. We're talking about when he takes step by step, that would be permitted because he's moving himself. However, if he's dragging his feet, then it would be prohibited for her to grab onto him and urge him to and lead him back home. Mishnah Gimel is talking back about Tircha Yaseira. What's considered an excessive use of our efforts on Shabbos? Ein miyaldin esabeima biyontif. If an animal needs to give birth on Yontif, we are not permitted to midwife it, to be fully involved in the birthing process of al misadin. We can assist at the end when the baby is coming out, we can catch that baby. But other than that, it would be a tircha yaseira. However, when it comes to a woman giving birth, absolutely be involved, a mitzvah to be involved, considered a pikuach nefesh, a mialdin da'isa b'shabbos, you can act as a midwife. There's no iser of tircha yaseira when it comes to people, when it comes to helping them give birth on Shabbos. V'korin la'chachama mikam ha'akam l'makam. We can even call a midwife from place to place. The midwife is permitted to travel from outside the tchum. Mechalalin alayat ha'shabbos. You could be mechalal Shabbos. This is a situation of pikuach nefesh. And when that baby is born, v'koshin atatavor, even though there's an iser of a kshir of tying, it's permitted to tie the umbilical cord. Don't cut it off, according to the Tanakhama, but it'd be permitted to tie it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afchat Chotchim. Rabbi Yossi is of the view that you can even cut it off. So you can even cut the umbilical cord. And all of the needs of Mila you can do on Shabbos. That statement will be explained at the beginning of the next parak.